lot.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Saturday edition. Believe it or not, we are live in the studio tonight. This is not some kind of recorded show like so many talk show hosts want to give you on a Saturday night. We are live. You can call in about anything you want to call in about. Well, the number is 1-800-259-9231, and that phone line is brought to you by SACL CAI. And before the break, Nick called in about from Colorado, called in about Guantanamo, and we basically talked all over him, so I wanted to give him a chance to get what was on his mind off. Nick?
Okay.
All right.
Now, the figures I'm going to go with is like 1.3 million Iraqis dead.
But before you go on with that, I'd like to make it clear that those are people that are killed by insurgents, they're killed by bombs, they're killed by diseases that could quite possibly not have been there otherwise. Baghdad was not a cesspool of a disease-ridden cesspool before we came. It was a very modern city, and power went off, water went out, and people died as a result of that. It wasn't just bombs and soldiers shooting people in the head, the number you're talking about.
Okay, so let's flip the scenario, and let's say some foreign country invaded America, and do we have the right to defend ourselves?
As far as I'm concerned, that if a foreign country comes into America, they're holding weapons against Americans, they're wearing uniforms of some foreign country, those people ought to be shot on sight.
Well, wouldn't that make you an enemy combatant?
They would. Would that make me an enemy combatant?
Yeah,
I would be an enemy of those people, and I would be combating.
You mean if someone invaded the United States, would they be an enemy combatant?
No, would us Americans be labeled enemy combatants? And what else did you say they were?
Against whom? Insurgents or enemy combatants by that country?
I don't know what they would call us.
That
country could wrangle any legal term they wanted to wrangle.
I'm not concerned with what they would call us. I'm concerned with the United States Constitution and the laws of the United States.
So that country could call them whatever they wanted to call them because they would be some backwater banana republic that made things up as they went. And
total non-starter.
Like the Bush administration did in this particular instance. So I would be an enemy and I would be combating them.
So what gives us the moral authority to hold these people at Guantanamo Bay?
Not much.
Exactly. Nothing. And so there's certainly no legal authority to be doing it other than a trumped-up law that Congress created in 2006 because the Bush administration was found wrong by the Supreme Court.
So if we bring them to the states and hold them here, aren't we just setting the precedent that we could just sidestep the laws?
Well, what you have to do is, if you're going to go after these guys, this is the way I see it, buddy. I don't know how other people would see it, but if you're going to go after these guys, you have to have a reason, and the reason would be for ties to terrorism, to Al-Qaeda or something like that. I think Mark's idea of letters of marquee and reprisal is a good idea. You send people out. You either hire them or you sign up certain members of the military to go out with some sort of a private force, and that's the way that you would do it. They haven't done anything constitutional since World War II in the military in any way whatsoever. So if they're going to be doing this, you bring them back and you try them under U.S. criminal code as they did the blind sheik for the original bombing of the World Trade Centers in 1993, was it? You try them under U.S. criminal code for terrorism. That's what should have been done. Now, the Obama administration closing down Guantanamo brings us a little bit closer to that. But you know what? I don't think he really cares. I don't think he knows about that stuff. I don't think he cares.
So how could they be terrorists if we invaded them?
Well, that's an excellent point. The only rationale you could come up with is if they thought that these people were tied and then we sent people in to get them under, as Mark says, under some constitutional paradigm of letters of marquee and reprisal.
Would we be justified to go after Osama bin Laden? Let's say for a second
that's a good question.
That we know where Osama bin Laden is. Do you think
we should say we? You mean the U.S. government?
Yeah, the U.S. government knows where Osama bin Laden is, which I think that there's a chance that they do, and they decide to send somebody in after them. Would they have the legal right, in your opinion, to arrest him?
I thought he was dead.
Answer the question, Nick.
I don't think we do.
Okay, so what would you do?
I would verify the information, you know, we can't trust this mainstream media and all their propaganda, so we can't just assume everything they say is true.
Understood. I agree. But let's say we know that information. What you are the United States government and Osama bin Laden was behind the 9/11 attacks. You have to decide what you are going to do. What are you going to do, Nick?
Yes, I would say that you would use that, what did you call it, mark of...
Letters of mark and reprisal?
Right.
Yeah, I would say that would be the appropriate method.
I agree. Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. You know, I've got a story here. Are we done with the Guantanamo thing? You finished up?
Yeah, I think so. Except the only comment I wanted to add to that was, you know, when you mentioned that Obama's a constitutional scholar, you know, supposedly, hypothetically. you know, if he's a constitutional scholar, look, he has done one thing. He is the first left winger to actually openly admit, and it's, in fact, I posted the link to the YouTube video that the guy created off the audio of this 2001 Chicago interview with a public radio station, where he admitted, he said, that the Warren Court did not do enough to sidestep the hurdles put in place by the Founding Fathers in the Constitution to allow for more redistribution of wealth. He thought that was bad. So clearly, and again, I think the Constitution is a flawed document, and I would not go with a government paradigm. But this is a man who swears an oath to uphold the Constitution. He has already stated that he is an enemy to the Constitution.
Well, I totally get that. It seems so strange to me that that it's acceptable that the politicians, and they do, they sneer at these constitutions. These constitutions are the rules, and when I say constitutions, I mean that there are, you know, there's 50 of them in the states.
Yes.
And in some cases, they're older than the United States Constitution and more limiting on the state governments. When you look at the Constitution of the state of New York and then look at the state of New York's laws, you will see something entirely different than the government that was set up by the people that founded that government. And as far as I'm concerned, you cannot just step all over these rules. We've got rules. You need to follow them. If you don't like those rules, you need to change them. The problem is it's very difficult to change constitutions. So they've just began to ignore them. Mm-hmm. If you want to change the Constitution of the United States of America, which says that I have the right to keep and bear arms, that I have the right to free speech, that I have the right to religion, practice my religion the way I wish, that I have the right of the press and the right of people to peaceably assemble and
not
to address grievances,
yourself and so on.
All these things that they have, you need to change those rules. Until then, you can't do that. And
right.
They have. The Supreme Court hasn't heard too many gun cases.
And you know, Mark, this is a great example for those people who are wondering about...
The Heller case that just came down was... It was disgusting.
No, it was absolutely abysmal. And conservatives were lauding this as some great success.
Yeah, as though it was a victory.
Their paragon of virtue, Antonin Scalia, undercut the very definition of the word right and said, yeah, it's an individual right, but yeah, you can attenuate rights. I mean, what a jerk to do something like this. But, you know, I think this is an example to anyone who is looking at the larger philosophical question of, is government beneficial? Is the state in the abstract beneficial? Because if these people were operating in this sort of deceptive fashion in the marketplace, very soon people would be turned on to their deceptive practices and they wouldn't be doing business with people. They would be failing in business. But government doesn't have that sort of feedback loop. Government has perverse incentives to continue these really disastrous policies, these dishonest operations, and the people who support them are the ones who like to bleed off of their neighbors. So government, no matter whether you had a constitution written or not, I think always tends to gravitate towards starting to manipulate people, towards starting to mess with their neighbors' lives, because it is, as so many people have said, a legal monopoly on force. Once you've got that, you don't get that sort of responsiveness because they'll just continue to push people.
I understand where you're coming from. I think that government can be held in by constitutions. Unfortunately, the first experiment with constitutions here, it was sort of a compromise, and the constitutions lack teeth. These bureaucrats, these elected officials, these politicians, they should face life in prison, as far as I'm concerned. If we're going to have a death penalty, they should face a death penalty for being found in contempt of the Constitution. If they're found to have done something against the rules there, they off with their heads, as far as I'm concerned.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're live Saturday night. 1-800-259-9231. Call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about Guantanamo. We've been talking about
bunnies.
Yeah, bunnies. We have mentioned bunnies. The rights of children. All kinds of things. 800-259-9231. And go to freetalklive.com. We have archives there from the last year. All these other talk show hosts, they want you to pay for their archives. We give them away for free at freetalklive.com. It's 3 hours a night, 6 days a week.
A lot of content.
On back for like 6 years. Freetalklive.com. So, Guard, I've got this story here, and you're never going to believe what I've got to say on this one.
All right.
The title of it is from Yahoo News here. Online divorcee jailed after killing virtual husband.
What?
A 43-year-old Japanese woman whose sudden divorce in a virtual game world made her so angry that she killed her online husband's digital persona has been arrested on suspicion of hacking, police said on Thursday. The woman who is jailed on suspicion of illegally accessing a computer and manipulating electronic data used his identification and password to log on to a popular interactive game called MapleStory. Not familiar with this. Then again, I wouldn't necessarily be familiar with this. To carry out the virtual murder in mid-May. A police official in northern Sapporo, I'm trying to imagine how little they have to do in northern Sapporo. Now, this is Japan, and their crime is much lower there than, illegal activities. I should say illegal activities rather than crime, because crime is what politicians do. But their illegal activity is much lower than it is here in the United States, so it's perhaps possible that this is the case, that they're not just, doing nothing and letting murders go unsolved and that kind of thing. I don't know. But people in northern Sapporo said, in a condition of anonymity, citing a department policy, "I was suddenly divorced and without a word of warning. It made me so angry." The official quoted the woman as telling investigators and admitting to the allegations. The woman had not plotted any revenge in the real world, said officials. She has not yet been formally charged, but if convicted, could face a prison term of up to 5 years or a fine of $5,000.
Well, now, evidently the crime is hacking into this private website.
Well, hacking?
Well, that's okay. What they're saying, hacking.
Let me read the story a little further, if I may, because hacking might not really qualify here.
All right.
Players in MapleStory raise and manipulate digital images called avatars. They make video game people of themselves, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And they represent themselves while engaging in relationships, social activities, and fighting monsters and other obstacles. So this is kind of like
role-playing. You create your own character.
Yeah, it's another world. You don't necessarily have to have games. You can just go in there and hang out and pretend you're drinking beers.
You can pretend
you're having a relationship. Mm-hmm. You can pretend you're trying on clothes. You can do all kinds of things in this pretend world.
It's another world. It's like Barney Frank's mind. Okay. I'm with you.
Just like that.
Gotcha.
Let's see. The woman used login information that she got from her from the 34-year-old office worker. That's the husband there. I'm assuming that was male, in fact, that had a male character, when the characters were happily married.
Mm-hmm.
And then killed the character. The man complained to the police when he discovered that his beloved online avatar was dead. Now, my question to you is, if I give you a set of keys to my car and you start the car and drive it away, have you stolen it?
Well, I think you would have to have whether there is implied consent. And this is where you would get a sort of a common law tradition here of what sort of societal interaction had these people already previously agreed to. If she did go against the rules of the site and went in there and did something that she wasn't supposed to do.
He gave her his password.
He gave her his password.
He had every opportunity after he divorced his online wife to change his password.
There you go.
This is negligence to some extent.
Yeah, it seems
I don't know.
To me,
I'm just saying here. And the thing is, it's just so silly.
The government got involved with
it. It's just so silly that this online character was killed and that the government's involved and people care.
Incredible.
I guess I just brought it up for the
novelty
of it all.
Hearing this case, if this were brought to a civil case, the guy wanted to sue her for damages or something like that, you'd be just like, what? Go away. Leave me alone.
That's absolutely it.
And they've got the government.
When you think about it, hold on. What you're saying there. In fact, the IRS holds you responsible for paying for virtual things. Let me tell you, if you, for instance, you're in one of these games, you're a knight of old and you have procured for yourself a hammer of ogre killing. You take that hammer of ogre killing, and you can do this. You can sell it on eBay. It's been done many times. People do this. So they sell things on eBay. You sell it on eBay. You procure money for this virtual item that you have acquired.
Right. My people give people an edge in the game. They acquire acquire it.
Right.
They don't have to work as hard. You've
right. So you can buy it.
Yeah.
You could give people that have clearly more time than anything else that get it their own stuff. You can get the magic sword yourself by buying it on eBay. Mm-hmm. The person who receives the money has to, on an item that...
File.
Right, a virtual item has to file it as that as income.
Unbelievable.
It's so, I mean, the government's already all in this world, this internet. They want very badly to tax everything that goes on in the internet. If they could, they would tax every email sent.
Absolutely.
I mean... The government's already getting their little piece of every piece of mail sent, right?
And Mark, I know, you know, we talked a little bit about this off the air, about this story from Australia, but, you know, this Australian web filter thing. One of the things that I brought up over at the podcast on my website is a lot of freedom lovers think that if the United States government, FCC, reimposes the so-called fairness doctrine, which was brought down by President Reagan on an executive order, the FCC claims ownership of the airwaves. They
brought
say,
down, you mean it was done away with.
Yeah, he essentially said you will not enforce it. It is something that is an extra-constitutional thing. It's totally
so
ridiculous.
So the FCC.
Exactly.
I mean, tell me the part of the Constitution that creates that makes the FCC okay.
Right, right.
Exactly.
And the history of the FCC goes way back to the 1920s, and it is all a big political football. Everybody wanted to try to use the FCC to stop competition. In fact, the existence of the Federal Radio Commission before the FCC was created prevented television from coming in 5 years earlier than it could have because the people who owned radio stations lobbied the government.
The FCC
to stop
prevented cell phones. The cell phone technology
yes.
was around in the 60s.
Exactly.
In the 60s. People don't understand this.
Military guys used to use it all. You know, you see these big things in military shows where they had those big walkie-talkie-like phones.
Right. My mom had something like that when she worked for the telephone company in the 80s.
Yeah.
Imagine what cell phone technology would be like today
right.
if there hadn't been the monopoly of Ma Bell at the time. The government instituted
That's
monopoly
right.
of Ma Bell.
Absolutely right.
And that the government had allowed cell phone technology to take off because then other companies would be able to compete against Ma Bell. They didn't want that.
Right.
And the government is getting involved in business makes no sense
Absolutely.
Whatever.
So here's the thing. They've got the FCC. They've got the potential of reinstating the fairness doctrine. The Democrats want to do it because they know that talk radio hurts them. They want to stop talk radio. So if they do reimpose this, a lot of freedom lovers are saying, oh, they'll go to the Internet. And then the next step, people say, is to try to regulate the Internet. Many freedom lovers say, oh, that's not going to happen. Let me tell you, based on the precarious nature of many ISPs, they are open to the government finding them. You will get regulation of the Internet. People will try to get around it. It's going to be difficult.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
From get the tea to you, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. people are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live 1-800-259-9231. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark here with you.
And Guard.
And you can go to Amazon.freetalklive and do all your purchases at Amazon. It helps the show out. So we get a little percentage on it. Doesn't cost you anything extra. They got everything there. 42 stores with hundreds of thousands of bits of merchandise that you can buy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And Sex with the Virgin Mary. She's waited long enough. Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a good read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on the FTL podcast coming up on Saturday the 22nd, next week. That's sexwiththevirginmary.com. So, I've got an article here, Guard, that I know that this stuff happens. I don't like to make blanket statements, but I know this stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the Denver Post, Felicia Cordona writing, when a Jefferson County deputy unleashed pepper spray at unruly protesters on the first night of the Democratic National Convention, he did not know that his targets were undercover Denver police officers. Now the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado is questioning whether that staged confrontation by police pretending to be violent, inflamed, or other protesters, the officers during the most intense night of the four-day event. The protest occurring on August 25th, 15th Street, Court Plaza, the highest number of arrests in a single night during the convention was 106 people. According to the use of force police report obtained by the ACLU, undercover Denver detectives staged a struggle with a police commander to get pulled out of the crowd without blowing their cover. The commander knew they were working undercover, and the plan was to pull them out of the crowd and pretend they were under arrest so protesters would be none the wiser. A Jefferson County deputy, unaware of the presence of undercover police, thought that the commander was being attacked and used pepper spray on the undercover officers.
Doesn't the government have laws against inciting riots?
Well, everybody but
so the government
agents
have to conform to those things.
Right.
Just like they don't have to conform to their own environmental regulations on the southern border when they're putting these walls and fences up between people's property, going between them and the water sources that they have and things like that.
Yeah, well, that and the pronghorn antelope out there in the desert, how are they gonna travel their little routes with all them fences with machine guns and stuff?
Ridiculous.
You know, this is the Denver Post. It's so often you'll find that these riots and things, it's undercover police. They're doing it. They're the ones in there. And here they were inciting riots and then trying to get pulled out and all that other stuff. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay just because some police officers are inciting a riot, that it's okay to riot. But think about this. If a little group of police officers is rioting and you're nearby trying to pose a peaceful protest, which is legal under the Constitution, is it possible that you could get swept up? Now, I know birds of a feather flock together and everything, and that good Republicans stay home and they don't protest anything. Well, that's one of the reasons that our right to protest has been diminished in this country, and that's why police are infiltrating groups like the Quakers and anti-war groups. That they're using
Quakers.
The Quakers.
You got to be kidding.
The Quakers, the Shakers, these people have been peaceniks for two centuries. They're not going to hurt anybody. They don't believe in war. That's all. They're protesting against war. And the fact is, if you disagree with the government these days, you're going to get infiltrated. And it's quite
possibly arrested.
It's quite possible that you'll get smeared with the brush here. I mean, if you were a civilian who's next to one of these police officers is pretending to be a rioting protester, you don't think it's possible that you're getting yourself charged, at least pepper sprayed? What about beaten?
Crazy. Wow, that is some crazy, crazy mojo. You know, this is amazing because we've gotten to such a point here where these law enforcement people, they don't think twice about bending the rules themselves so they can somehow get the collar or keep the peace. They're creating violence to supposedly keep the peace. They're trying to suppress expressions of ideology.
Yep.
And that is just absolutely reprehensible. It's incredible. It's just disgusting.
It's crazy. I'm going to beat you up so that you don't hurt other people or something. It's like it's this weird thought process.
Wow.
Mike in Brooklyn.
All Mike. Right. Mike, you there? Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hold on, Mike. Going once, okay.
Hi, I was just listening to the podcast, and I heard that Ian was arrested last night.
That's correct. And thank God, and he's gone. I mean, whiz, you know? Come on, Ian. I mean,
he's a danger.
He's out there talking about freedom and stuff. Ish, wow. And he had this couch that, like, somebody, they say, complained about, and then he went to court, and he was standing for a millisecond too long. And they put cuffs on him and walked him away in the first, like, 3 minutes of the trial.
Well, you know, I have to tell you guys, most freedom fighters never live to see the freedoms that they fought for, i.e. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Gandhi, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But I don't know that India ever got freedoms, but I think Gandhi was there for the biggest portion of the freedom. Gandhi essentially fought for independence and got it.
And that was a good thing, you know.
That was a good thing. Now, he didn't get the unified India because the Muslims split off to Pakistan and all that other stuff. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, and, you know, as much as I disagree with Ian on a lot of the things he say, Mark, I more lean towards your side.
Yep.
But he is an important voice out there.
Oh, so
his
right.
voice should not be silenced, and I think that's what they did. They silenced his voice by putting him in jail.
Well, you know, buddy, I was speaking. Sorry to jump in. I just wanted to add something to you to think about. You know, I was speaking to my brother. He's an attorney. He's worked with this lawyer here. He's an attorney here in New Hampshire. And And my brother and I were talking, and my brother said, you know, I said, look, you know, Ian is absolutely right. He has made no contract with this guy. This guy has no authority over him. Ian is standing probably out of respect for him, not in his position of authority, but as a person. I would stand up if someone entered my living room or came to me at a dinner table or something. I'd stand up, shake his hand, whatever, because you give them the presumption of honor. But the entire system is so corrupt. Ian never made a contract with any of these people. They show up with a piece of paper demanding money because he has something they say that someone complained about. They never went through the discovery process to show him the complaint, which would have had the name of the complainant on it.
They did finally give the name of the complainant at the judge demanded that the name of the complainant be revealed.
Well, at least the judge.
But
did
I couldn't
that.
Hear it because it was a secret court with this little TV monitor that we don't have any access to. We can't broadcast it, so we just got to watch the proceedings on this TV monitor.
Right.
They're not allowing the video out, and I couldn't hear what was being said.
And as the issue goes, and as we have on the caller here, Ian's thoughts and his ideas are so important to express, to get people to think, to push those barriers, to say, you know, is government really needed here or here? Or here, or is there another more peaceful way to do it? And, you know, even if somebody doesn't embrace the total anarcho-capitalist or free market ideas, they can see, at least they can, you know, it's an intellectual exercise. And I think it's really rewarding. And having Ian taken away for upholding his principles and ideals without having harmed a single person is truly, I think, an exposure of how corrupt the system is.
Yeah, and it's so very corrupt that I really think Ian has it right, that you're not going to be able to fix this. It's going to have to implode upon itself in order for us to get rid of this menace, which is the government.
It may very well be so. I think it's difficult for people to know what the future is going to hold. All I can do, all I've ever wanted to do, is to stand for people's rights, people's freedom to do what they want as long as they don't hurt people. Hopefully, I will slowly turn the ship of state towards freedom. Possibly I won't, but all I can do is stand for what I believe in. Otherwise, I'm just another one of the sheeple out there.
Well, if you look at the Romans and how they went about...
I'll bring you back, Mike. We'll give a little history lesson from Mike in Brooklyn, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI call-in lines, and this is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're live on a Saturday night. You can call in and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Are you upset about the new president we've got here? Are you happy about the new president we've got? I mean, that's the big news. Are you upset with the politicians about the monetary crisis? Are you upset with the business people about the monetary crisis? You got something you want to talk about? It's Free Talk Live. You can call in at 1-800-259-9231. We will listen to you. And, well, you know, we're not guaranteeing we'll agree.
We're your psychiatrists of the airwaves for political and other things. And just get on our couch. And I better not mention couches. Sorry.
It's Mark here with
and
you.
Guard filling in for Mark's spot because Ian is, of course, in jail. He's the usual host, and he has been imprisoned for a while, incarcerated, as Mark said, because he had a couch on his
front. Yeah, hard to say how long it's going to go on for. You got 93 days. This is day two. In a four-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating habits and exercise habits without changing their daily routine. 83% of the participants using the key component in DEXC20 lost weight, and 72% of them lost inches off of their waist. Now, I've been using DEXC20 for about 3 months. I lost weight initially. Now I am working out, so I'm not losing the weight like I was, but my pants are still fitting better and better. I only have a little bit of weight to lose, but you try losing that last 10 pounds, it's impossible. Unless you break up with your girlfriend, you're not going to lose that last 10 pounds.
I think people watching on the cam, if they go to freetalklive.com, are probably noticing you look pretty svelte. Darn svelte, baby.
I am a beautiful man. So if you want to lose some weight, DEXC20. And, you know, it's a good way to not even overeat during the holidays. These pills, you take them, they don't make you jittery or anything like that. And your appetite just won't be as high as it is. DEXC20, they work. It's amazing. So, Gardner, you said you had a story you wanted to share here with me, do we still have...
Let's go back. We wanted to talk a little bit more to our Brooklyn friend.
Mike.
Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Michael. I almost skipped right over you.
No, that's all right. You know, what I wanted to say is the demise of the Roman Empire came through the corruption and the greed that we're seeing the government of the United States exhibit.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how much longer is it going to take before they implode upon themselves. If you look at the way the money system is going and the way that our dollar is being devalued day after day, What is it going to take?
Well, you recognize it, Mike, but, you know, I had a conversation with my cousins who came up. We had a family tragedy, so they came up. We were all gathered together for a memorial service. And my friend Danny Butcheroni from down in Pennsylvania, great guy, libertarian. His mom has become a libertarian in her 70s. They're just disgusted with the whole thing. And he said, you know, Guard, sometime it's going to happen. People are just going to rise up. And I said, you know what, Danny? I don't think they are here. I don't think the people in the United States are, and I think there are two or three facets to this. One is the way the media is oriented, the nature of the media and the nature of reporters. It's easiest for reporters to be able to go to an iconic figure, a so-called authority. Those authorities, of course, are the politicians. They're not the people who oppose the politicians generally, unless it's a celebrity out there. And they depict some people who oppose the authorities as possible nuts and whack cases, as Ron Paul was depicted by a weekend host on Fox News one time. He said, oh, he's a nut. I would have loved for Ron Paul to have educated him a little bit. So part of the problem is, I think, that the media goes to these authority figures. Those authority figures use rhetoric the way Roosevelt did to blame the crash on the bankers. He used this biblical language to call them the moneylenders. And you know, they're going to be putting some of these guys from Wall Street on trial for having followed the rules. So they're going to be these show trials. So I think that's one of the major problems. The other thing is, just it's the nature of many people today, unfortunately. I don't know how you feel about it, dude, but I think that people are looking for the authorities. You know, it's like Living Color, their song Cult of Personality. There is a tendency for people to look towards the cult of the personality. And I don't think that the American populace is going to get shaken out of that. I think they're going to look to the authorities. The authorities will set up new paradigms like they're doing now. They're meeting with the G20 or whatever it is to come up with a new form of capitalism. And, of course, that isn't capitalism. That's some form of socialism.
If a government's setting up capitalism,
it's not capitalism. It's not free markets anyway. Sometimes people draw a distinction. So I don't think there is going to be a drastic revolt from people, because I think, unfortunately, the spirit of independence has been either cowed or filled with so much propaganda that what people think really is fighting back, they're fighting back against the very people who could help them, independent free marketeers.
Well, you know, from the time you're a child and from the time you're in school, you're taught to bow down before the authority.
Great point.
So, and I think a lot of the people in this country, that radicalism that is America, that once was America, that made us fight against tyranny, the tyranny that we was feeling, well, when I say we, I mean the forefathers, the tyranny that they were feeling to fight against that, now we don't have that being taught to us anymore. Now we're not even taught, but now we're just, okay, bow down to the authority.
Oh, yeah.
Do whatever they say, and then you can try to address your grievances later, but the Supreme Court has just ruled that they don't have to address it. No, redress it.
They absolutely don't have to redress your grievances. Mike, I appreciate your
great
input here. Thanks a lot.
As saddening as it is, it's a great call, you know.
It is.
And you know, just one more point. You look at the Republicans and their big convention, country first. You know, I ran into a guy on my radio show, Mark. And he said, I would never vote for anybody who hadn't been in the military. I'm like, okay, fine. You know, fine. We can talk about that some other time. But you are aware that John McCain is an enemy of the U.S. Constitution that you, former military guy, swore an oath to uphold, huh? To defend the United States Constitution? You are aware of that. I thought he was going to try to punch. It would have been a big mistake, but I thought he was going to try to punch my lights out. So it's interesting. I think the layer upon layer upon layer of propaganda that people throw on here, if it's military, it's got to be good. And how dare you speak out against any military operation or people get involved in it? I know there are a lot of courageous people get involved with the military, but you got to question some of this stuff sometimes.
Absolutely. Let's go to Michael, listening to WSC in South Carolina. Michael?
Hey.
What do you got for me?
I was just calling. It's just, it strikes me as just hypocritical that AIG, you know, supposedly needed to be bailed out because, you know, something was going to catastrophic happen if they weren't. And we set up something, and then all of a sudden they got their hand out for more money.
Yeah.
And then the car companies are there, and people are saying, well, the car companies are a bad model. We shouldn't even be supporting them because, you know, well, wasn't AIG a bad model too then? Because look at the debt they got themselves in.
Oh, yeah. And you know,
it is not the car companies. It's the big three auto manufacturers. It's Ford, it's GM,
and the
it's Chrysler, and their union connections. Because Honda, Nissan, Toyota, they're doing okay. They're selling cars just fine. It's not American auto manufacturers because... Well, Honda, Nissan, and Toyota, they've got BMW, all of these companies manufacture their cars in the United States in order to avoid the tariffs. What you're just talking about is words that are English, essentially.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it. Just companies that are named English stuff.
And, you know, I've got nothing but unreserved contempt for the so-called experts who come on CNBC and MSNBC, all these numbskulls who get out there and say, well, you know, a bailout, as much as I wouldn't like to see a bailout, screw the constitutional questions. Again, you know, let's just talk about their what they think is practical, okay, even though it's supposed to be a practical document. Let's say they say it would be better to bail these guys out now because all these employees will be put into unemployment. So their excuse is, well, you see, because of socialism, unemployment, we've got to have more socialism.
Shouldn't we have bailed out the blacksmiths? I mean, when the car came, when the farriers, when the car came along,
the
I'm
wheel
sure
buggy manufacturers.
There are a lot of people that made, you know, horse carriages and shoed horses and you know, cared for horses. I'm sure that those people were put out of work. Oh, wait, they probably got other jobs, didn't they?
Yeah, well, basically what's happened is who knows who, and that's who's getting the money. From the government.
Warren yeah, your
government
money.
Has his hands in it. Yeah, it's our money. And, it's just ridiculous. It's our taxpayer money.
Yep.
And it's not a free market. And
no.
It's not fair.
No, and one
I
of the
absolutely
things,
agree with you.
One of the things that I think needs to be stressed, and thank you for the call. It's an awesome call.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, thanks.
Michael.
Michael. One of the things that I think is so important, he was in South Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know, wherever you are,
Charleston.
It doesn't matter whether you're in a. You look at one of the important things is when the government goes and bails these people out, whether it's through taxation and redistribution of wealth or it's through creation of money through a central bank, you're not helping anybody. Through the taxation and redistribution of wealth, you're taking money that could be used in a different way.
Oh, you're helping people. You're helping the big, the big banks those people
and
in power.
This whole bailout is for the unions to pay their health care deal, which they already negotiated with the companies last year. So the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for what they negotiated last year. Screw them.
800-259-9231. That call's on the line. Please hold. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Hemp, you